Hey, it's Patrick McGuire here with Empowered Nutrition. I have an exciting opportunity to share something with you, share some knowledge, and give you a little bit of information. This is your fat loss special audio. Now, this is a really interesting thing because I'm going to cover a couple of topics here. I'm going to cover eating for fat loss. I'm going to cover supplements for fat loss and exercise for fat loss. And we're going to make sure that you stay focused on what you do and only focus on the things that work and the things that are good and successful and not the fad diets, the fad things, tricks, tactics, pills, powders, magic potions, and snake oil. I don't want you getting hooked up on that stuff. If you're going to take anything, you take the good stuff. All right? And saying that, let's start off with eating for fat loss. You need to start thinking about food as a drug. Why is food a drug? Well, food is a drug because every time you put something in your mouth, it creates a hormonal response within the body. Now, that's a really novel notion. Food is a drug. It creates a hormonal response within the body. Now, if you can influence the hormonal environment within your body, would you not be somewhat stupid for not taking that opportunity to put the best environment within you as you can to put your hormones in the most positive aspect that they can be, the most increased or enhanced performance level that they could possibly be? Lots of men and women today are failing at everything they try to accomplish. They can't manage their stress. They can't perform in their work. They can't perform in their daily life. They don't have the energy to do things that they're supposed to do. We run out of time. We're quick to frustration. And you know what? Let's be honest. A lot of men and women these days can't even perform in the bedroom. And that is not to be rude. I'm just being honest. It's a tough thing to do. And everything we do in life actually affects all of our hormones from start to finish, from production to finish, or production to production, if you will. For those of you that are still in the baby-making years, production to production. So if you think of food as a hormonal precursor to everything else you do, you'll start to think of food differently. Why is food like a drug? Well, let's think of the two things that happen when you eat food. Two primary functions of food. When you eat carbohydrates, you typically spike insulin levels. When you spike insulin levels, think of it as a drug. Insulin is a drug, isn't it? When you spike insulin levels, whether you eat food or whether you take insulin, you will create a hormonal response within the body. Typically, insulin is to increase the uptake of sugar into the body. If the insulin goes too high, it ends up being, and the calories are too high as well in that meal or that feeding, they go straight to fat storage. And in the same response, the blood sugar level drops. So those are two things, two hormonal profiles or consequences, if you think of it that way, from eating a very high sugary meal. Now let's look at the other side. A very high protein meal is going to release what we call glucagon. And I know a lot of this stuff is kind of common, but a lot of this stuff might be not what you've heard before. It's definitely possibly over some people's heads, and for others, you already know this thing inside and out. I'm just here to help remind you how to make it work for you, for your benefit. So when we eat protein, glucagon is released in the body. And when glucagon is released in the body, we actually start to burn more fat. We release fat stores from the muscles. And that's a good thing. That's where we want fat to come from, that external fat wrapped around the muscle or on the waistline, and we want to remove some of the interstitial fat. Now, I don't want to talk too much about that, but I'm a big fan of creating interstitial fat. And if you're training with an anabolic training program or a metabolic burst or surge program, you're definitely going to get a big boost in interstitial fat. And that's the one that makes our muscles nice and full. Think of a steak. When you buy a steak, you want one with some strips of white, some very, very fine thin lines of white in between and throughout, marbled in the steak, if you will, is what a butcher will tell you. Get a marbled steak for best taste. It's not the best one to eat, but it's the best one to taste. You want that in your body. So we want to keep as much of that fat store as we can, but keeping as little as possible of the external fat, the fat that sits on our love handles, on our waistlines, around our muscles. They obscure everything we got. But when we eat protein, glucagons are released, and glucagons help modify or moderate the fat release within the body. So if we could just manage and manipulate those two things, insulin and glucagon, we will be, way farther ahead than we are right now. Now, how do you do that? Well, obviously, you got to eat differently. And you just got a bunch of meal plans, or maybe you've gone to our website, empowerednutrition.com, and you've searched for fat loss meal plans. You have, and I'm telling you the links to look for, empowerednutrition.com/free-muscle-gifts. That would be one. Search for fat loss, search for meal plans, search for freebies, search for free gifts, and you're going to come across some meal plans that work for you. So now that you've got some meal plans, or at least now you know where to go get them if you haven't already downloaded them, you want to use them. Put them to good work. We basically tell you exactly how to make things work, how to make food work in food combinations, but we don't actually do it for you unless you get a personalized nutrition program. So how are you going to make that work for you? How are you going to make insulin and glucagon work for you? Well, I'm helping you understand it a little bit, but the bottom line is I'm really just trying to tell you, get your free meal plans, buy a meal plan package, get a personalized nutrition program, or speak to a nutritionist, possibly even getting transformation coaching or contest coaching from one of our professionals, including myself. I like to do as much as I can and help you out, but those are things that you can look into later on. Right now, I want to make sure I help increase your knowledge about how to burn more fat and how to stop storing fat. So if you want to stop fat storage dead in your tracks, right now you want to go on a diet that controls your carbohydrate intake and controls your insulin through carbohydrate intake. All we're going to talk about is restricting calories and restricting carbohydrate intake. Beyond that, we're going to restrict the carbohydrate intake, and we're going to better manage which carbohydrates we take in, opting almost always for lower glycemic carbohydrates. Now that would be using the veggies, beans and legumes versus carrots and corn. On the grain side, multigrains versus white breads. Please avoid those at all costs. Multigrain pasta versus white pasta. Egg noodle pasta versus regular pasta. Sorry, just had to get a little drink there. There's so much more you can do in terms of researching. Basically, what you want to look for is a GI list, a glycemic index. And that list will put a number beside a lot of the foods, carbohydrates, and it'll chart them for you, so you don't have to do it. It'll chart them down to the point that you basically know which ones you can eat and which ones you can't for maximal fat loss. Now, I could give this to you, but I want you to do a little homework on your own and learn something. Because in the meal plans we've laid out for you, you actually don't have to learn anything. You just have to open up and eat. Now, that's a tough thing to do for some of us, but we got to do it. You do have to eat for fat loss. You cannot starve yourself. You do have to eat a balanced approach, or a slightly carbohydrate restricted, or in extreme cases, a highly calorie and carbohydrate restricted program. But you need to keep your proteins high and your fats high, and we'll explain that later in detail. Right now, talking and focusing on the carbohydrates, I don't want you to cut them to zero. That's a program for failure, and it's going to program for super compensation of fat stores when you're done. By that, I mean rapid onset of fat. So there's so much more I got to share with you, but let's get into this. In general, you want to eat more proteins, less carbs, and a moderate amount of fats, typically choosing for good fats, the oils. I'll talk about that in a minute. What are your best proteins? Well, I'll answer that. Your best proteins are those that have a high content of protein and a low content of fat. You're not going to get any carbohydrates in these proteins. You're going to be getting fat and protein only. So what do I opt for? Well, personally, I really enjoy beef. It tastes great, it feels great, and it makes me feel great. It comes with a lot of nutrients. The B vitamins are fully abundant in beef. There's a little bit of creatine in there, which I'm a big fan of creatine, even supplementing if you need to. Beef I'm a pretty big fan of. It's high on my list. But better than beef is things like beefalo. Beefalo is actually a crossbred cow and a buffalo, giving you a really high protein content and very low fat content, and it's delicious. You can get into exotics like bear meat and ostrich, and those are going to have more protein and less fats. They're going to be a little tougher and a little bit gamey, but they are delicious meats in general. Things like chicken and fish are fantastic. You know this already. You've heard it in the media, and I've told you before. Having fish and chicken is actually wonderful because it's very low in fat, and the fats you do get, especially from the fish, are the good ones. Even from the chicken, you're going to get good fats, but you're also going to get some bad fats too. Always skinless, boneless chicken, and fish as much as often or as much as you like to have it with the skin on and eat the skin too. I have a challenge with eating the skin. The only fish skin that I enjoy is that of salmon and just slightly crisped on the barbecue after it's been cooked. So that's where you have it for me. But it has so many omega-3s in it, and even the chicken today, if you're getting grain-fed or organic or free-range, you're going to have more omega-3 and 6 fats in the chicken's diet in general than you would if you were buying just a typical store-bought fat chicken. So you want to look for more of the natural products as you can. All animal sources, do your best to buy the natural, cleaner sources. Organic when you can afford it, and not when you can't. It's pretty simple that way. If you can't afford organic, then I want you to go with fresh cut beef in general. And if you squeeze, for an example, or I should say protein, but if you squeeze beef between your fingers and it's firm or slightly firm, that's a good piece of meat. If you squeeze it and it's squishy, that piece of meat, whether it's chicken or beef or fish or otherwise, has been injected with sodium to plump it up and to charge you more. Sorry about that. I have to change my phone. Anyways, we're gonna ignore that and keep going here. I like to keep it raw, and as you notice, that was pretty raw and uncut. When you're taking in your fats, you definitely want, or taking in your proteins, you definitely want to make sure the fats are good fats. So always choose the better meat source that you can, and choosing the one that's higher in omega-rich fats like fish versus lower omega fats like chickens and porks and beefs. Pork, on another note, I want to recommend that you try your best to stay away from. As much as it is a very low fat and a delicious meat, I have a personal preference as a nutritionist and as your coach to help you understand that there are some associated links to cancer through pork or porcine product. And I'm just here to help you. That's all I want to do. Nothing necessarily wrong with pork, but just try and cut it down or cut it out of your diet as best as possible. And hey, I'm the odd culprit. No, I am a big time culprit of loving bacon. And basically, we don't have any pork in our household anymore. And basically, the reasons are obvious. The research is there. You can do it yourself. You can find it online. You don't even have to look very hard. But when I go out and somebody says, "Would you like a bacon burger?" I say yes. "Would you like bacon and eggs?" I say yes. Okay. And in that case, I typically will go for an organic bacon over anything else. Just trying to cover myself, protect myself. It's not about the quantity of fat you lose. It's not about the necessarily always about the quantity of life you're going to have, but it's the quality of that quantity of life that you have. I want to live longer and better, not just longer. So that said, let's keep going on protein. I'm going to tell you, actually, let's move on to carbohydrates. The proteins themselves, I think we've pretty much covered. You understand that the proteins are necessary. The carbohydrates, we talked about reducing the carbs and restricting the calories from carbohydrates and choosing lower glycemic products. Like I said, carrots and corn are very good for you. However, they are like sugar. Your body will convert them very easily and rapidly, and they will have a very high release of insulin in your body, that hormonal response I told you we're trying to manage and keep down, manipulate it. So, going into the fats. When we're having a lot of fats in our diet, we want to make sure they're primarily good fats. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm going to say that we're going to have a lot of nuts. And if you have our meal plans or personalized nutrition programs and you did choose nuts, you will see there's a fair amount of nuts within the program itself. Now, that's because not all fats are created equal, and not all nuts are created equal, and not all nuts are bad. Not all fats are bad either. Remember that. In fact, quite the opposite is true. More fats are better for you than they are bad for you. Literally, you can list a handful of all the bad fats in the palm of your hand, but the good fats you don't even know about. For some reason, you can't remember what their official names are or what they are in terms of the carbon-bound molecule and all that jazz. All you know is they're good or bad, and you know the names of the bad ones, but you don't know the names of the good ones. Most people think omega-3, 6, 9. Well, we got to think a little deeper than that. We got to think about DHA, EPA. All of those essential fatty acids, the EFAs, in case you see that on some of your books or on some of your labels, You got to look into that. But the omega 3, 6, and 9 are extremely important, and they're very simple ones to remember. Primarily coming from a fish source, but you can get them in nature as well in plant sources. Avocado, making guacamole is one of them. Olive oil, excuse me, I had another drink. My throat's a little dry. You want your avocado, you want your olive oil, sesame oil, safflower oil, coconut oil, even butters, okay? They have good and bad. Nuts have good fats and bad fats. Almost a 50-50 on general for most nuts. Almost all nut oils are pressed to get just the oils, not the nuts. You're going to be looking at peanuts, which come from the legume family, versus tree nuts like almonds and the likes of those. So you want to be choosing things that are a little more tasty. They take longer to digest and they actually are good for you. Peanuts are definitely on the list. They're very common, but there are a lot of peanut allergies, and that's due to the fungicide that's involved with the peanut or around and touching the peanut and therefore on our hands and spreads that way. And as soon as we eat it, we help it become airborne somewhat. That's not a good thing, but it's mostly just for touch. So if you do eat peanuts, they do have good fats, they do have bad fats, and they do have some other side effects with them. Now, better than peanuts is almonds. And 33 almonds a day have been shown in studies to reduce heart attacks and heart disease by a great deal. Now, the exact number I forget now, it was many years ago that I read this, almost, I'd say about 9 years ago, I got the study on my desk, and it was quite impressive. But basically, people were living extra long by about 6 years. They were able to show something like 6 years extension on their life or quality of their life, or at least that's what they're projecting it to be. And that's a big deal. If you can live a little longer and you can live without a heart attack, that's a good thing to have. Fats also help manage our carbohydrate intake. It manages the glycemic index. If your glycemic index is high of a food, like let's use white bread, one of the highest, it causes a spike on your insulin like you wouldn't believe. But if you put peanut butter or almond butter on that same piece of white bread, you will immediately decrease the glycemic impact that it has on your blood sugar, meaning less blood sugar is used, less insulin is spiked, and therefore less fat storage coming from the white bread or the carbohydrate. Fats help manage your insulin. Another interesting note for you to remember is we talked about reducing carbohydrates, increasing your proteins, or at least the consumption of good proteins, and managing good fats. Well, fats themselves have no direct response on your hormonal profile. In other words, it does not spike insulin. And if it doesn't spike insulin, then we're already off to the races in terms of burning more fat. That's a fantastic deal. It's a win-win situation. Now, what are we going to talk about? Ratios. Well, you know what? Ratios go all over the place. They change left, right, and center. And this guy says this, that guy says this. But when you really look down to it, you're going to notice that the ratios of good fat loss programs are pretty consistent across the board. You have the believers of Atkins, which is a 40-30-30, that's 40% carbohydrates, 30% proteins, and 30% fats. You have more of a Atkins on the other extreme, which is almost all protein, almost no carbohydrates, and a fairly substantial amount of fats. Basically, your fat and protein is almost a 60-40 split. Sorry, protein being 60 and your fats being 40 split, carbs being next to nothing, if not nothing. That program does work as well, very successful. Both of them have flaws. Both of them have very important successes to remember. So, in between those two extremes, we have a whole bunch of others, and I just don't have time to get into all of them. What I can tell you is this. Every single nutrition program and strategy for fat loss is going to work for you. What? I know, right now you're shaking your head going, I'm going to turn this off. Stop. Before you turn this off, you need to hear me out. At every different stage of your life, your body's prepared for a certain response or a certain input. It's like your computer. Got a brand new laptop myself. Last one crashed. It just couldn't handle any more input. It couldn't compute what I was trying to do, and it just got overloaded. There was no more memory, no more space, no more storage, and therefore no more performance coming out of the machine. Now, at a certain stage of your life, you're going to put in some data, some information. And at this stage, let's say you put in a zone-based philosophy, a foundation-type idea. It's balanced. It works for a little while. And then it's not so good. It's just not fast enough, or it's not functional enough. So the next thing you do is you upgrade. You go from Windows XP with your diet to Windows Vista. And Vista has its bugs too and its flaws, and it keeps having problems that people keep finding all the time. But your Vista seems to work better than your XP. Let's call that an advanced fat loss strategy. That's lower carbohydrates, more proteins, more fats. Mostly good fats. Remember that. Always when I say fats, I'm talking about the omega-rich, the oils, and some nuts. Not all the nuts and a side of butter and maybe some oil. So you're working with your Vista diet now. And it seems to be going pretty good. But you want more. You want more performance. You want more results. You want more speed. You want more energy. You want more focus. You want more of everything. Well, my new machine has Windows 7. So let's talk about Windows 7 diet. The Windows 7 diet or nutrition program is that gives you the response you need right now where you're at today. It's not where you were 10 years ago. It's not where you were 10 weeks ago. It's what you need for today to get more power, more results out of it. So we have Windows 7. The Windows 7 diet basically is a more restricted carbohydrate program, and you have more energy and more focus. I hope I don't lose you by calling it Windows 7, but this is really just an elite nutrition strategy. Not quite Atkins-esque, because the Atkins program does have some serious flaws as well. Major rebound weight if you don't know how to bring back carbs in your life and you just start eating the Twinkies and the Ho-Hos again, we've got problems. So we want to have a strategy of what program works at what point in our life to really make it work for us. No one program, and I need you to take this home with you right now, memorize it, commit it to memory. Not one single fat loss nutrition program is going to work for you for the rest of your life. That is a huge, huge deal. You need to remember that and remember it often, always. So, what are the ratios? Well, if you're grossly overweight, and you can tell, you'll know yourself, if you can grab a good handful of pudge or chunk, you're going to want to have a ratio that's more along the zone philosophy. You're going to want to have 30% protein, 40% carbs, 30% fat. It's going to prepare your body, hormonal environment, remember, for the good stuff. You're going to get your body ready to burn fat and get healthy. And this will keep you healthy pretty much for the rest of your life if you really wanted to, but nobody ever was happy where they are. They always want something more. So moving beyond a 30-40-30, that's protein, carbs, and fats, you're going to move to a 40-30-30. 40% protein, 30% carbs, and 30% fats. And then you're going to continue to roll that down. That's to get extra lean and have more performance. You want to really tighten it up after a period of time, or if you're already a fairly lean, athletic individual. And you want to get down around 20% carbohydrates, and the balance being proteins and fats. Now that's amazing. That sounds a little bit low. Well, you're only going to be eating your carbs at one or two or even three meals at the most. The rest of the time, it's just proteins and fats. And you need to work at that. You'll find a recipe that works for you for everything. For your breakfast, your snack, your lunch, your shake, your dinner, and your pre or post-workout nutrition. So that's a pretty big deal, is knowing why every diet works for you is just has more to do with not just working, but actually working for you at that specific point in your life when your body is prepared for it. And it's usually tied to your hormonal balance, your profile, if you will, your lean body mass, and obviously your focus and drive. Now, I'm just going to sort of look at a few other things briefly, and I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to give you a quick snapshot of my top 10 foods for fat loss. My top 10 foods for fat loss are really simple. I'm going to tell you to take more water. Water? That's not food. No, but it will help you with fat loss. It is a nutrient. It may not be one of the macronutrients. It should be a primary macronutrient, but it isn't. It's essential for the body. You need to be well hydrated for all of your other nutrients to work. If you're not very well hydrated, then you will not have a very good level of protein synthesis within the body or the muscle cells. I'm going to tell you to eat eggs. Eggs are really good, especially when you get the omega-3s. You really want to focus on eggs because eggs can help curb your appetite for a longer period of time. They provide essential proteins or the amino acids, and they provide essential fatty acids. That's a pretty big deal. So what's next on the list of my top 10 foods? It's oatmeal. Oatmeal has always been good for me. It's a personal obsession of mine. It's not hard to do because you just throw it in the bucket and start eating it once it's cooked up a little. You can eat it raw or cooked. It's awesome. You can eat it in cookies and muffins too, but I don't recommend that all the time. You always want to get the old school rolled oats, the old fashioned rolled oats, not the, you know, the instant stuff. You want to get the old school rolled. EFAs, essential fatty acids. Got to get them. More omega 3, 6, 9. You need them. You need especially the ones from fish, give you more DHAs and EPAs. Those are the things that really make your brain function and your body enhancement and development, if you will. Really makes it work properly, especially for those of you that are about to have a baby. You really want to have a lot of the DHA and EPA in their diet as well as in yours before while your baby's developing. Berries are awesome, huge antioxidants, but don't go overboard on them. You can have too much sugar in one quick shake if you don't pay attention to how much you put in terms of carbohydrates and sugars from berries. Fish. I'm not a huge fan of fish, but it is one of the cleanest, most naturally occurring protein sources on the planet. I mean, I still don't love them. I mean, fish sticks are great, especially with, you know, just buckets of ketchup on them, but not the best choice. I'm talking salmon and snapper, grouper and tilapia. Tilapia is okay, but it tastes great. So I'm a big fan of grouper, white grouper from the ocean. When I like to go fishing down, I don't fish much, but man, when I'm down in the Gulf, that's the only thing I want to do when I go visit my parents in Naples, Florida. I want to go fishing and I want to catch grouper and snapper, and that's all I want to eat for a week. The grouper's like, it's a thick fish. It's strong. It's white. It's like the steak of the sea to me. I really love it. I usually call shark meat the steak, but grouper's much softer, but still very firm and thick, and it tastes amazing. Trying getting fresh fish is the best choice for you, not farmed fish, and you just got to keep an eye on it. Tuna, that works, and you can watch the budget with tuna. Greens, green products, green things like turnips and spinach, collard, kale, all those things, broccolis, even cauliflowers. I know they're not green, but they fall in that sort of class, that family. You want to get lots of them, put them in your diet, put them into the omelets, put them into recipes, put them into everything you got going. Protein powder, I know it's not really a food, but it is one of the top 10 power foods for fat loss. I don't need to say enough about protein. It's already been said. It absorbs faster. It's a cleaner product. It's good for digestion. It's good for repair. Everything. Protein powder works. Pick the one that's best for you. I'm going to recommend a whey isolate because it is the cleanest, purest. And it goes in and out with the least allergic side effects, if you will. Here's another one. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are awesome. They're the anti-diabetic food. Now, the reality is the tests will show that between sweet potatoes and white potatoes, there's not much of a glycemic index difference. However, for some reason, everybody goes to the sweet potato. And quite frankly, so do I. It tastes better. What else am I going to have in my top 10? Well, I'm going to recommend butters. Butters sound crazy, but I'm talking about nut butters, not the butter. And nut margarines. Please don't ever call me up and say you're having margarine on your diet. I know that helps you avoid the calories, but it doesn't avoid the problems. You need to have nut butters, and you need to be able to focus on them. Things like almond butter are best. Peanut butter is great, all natural peanut butter. I'm going to tell you a little secret here. My favorite peanut butter, and I mean I go through 5-6 tablespoons a day just straight out of the bucket. But my favorite protein butter, it is a little higher in protein, but peanut butter is honestly, it's organic, it's kosher, it's just nuts, nothing else, nothing added. It's very oily and yet slightly chunky. It's fantastic. I get my peanut butter from Costco. So if you're in North America right now, Costco has a kosher organic peanut butter that's just nuts. That is fantastic. I will also take not just fats from nuts and butters, but I also take an essential oil. But just rounding it out to say butters, that is my last and final of the top 10 power foods for fat loss. Now, I'm going on about 30 minutes here, so you're probably getting tired of hearing me, and I'm going to have to cut it short here, but I did want to cover supplements for fat loss, exercises for fat loss. I'm going to make a brief statement about your supplements for fat loss. There are supplements out there on the market that are very, very effective. There are some that are useless, and there are a lot of marketing hype, and they're flat out lying to you to take your money. You want to make sure of a couple of things for your fat loss formula. You want to make sure you have caffeine. You want to make sure you're having green tea with it. I recommend getting one that's green tea, caffeine, and regular green tea. You're going to want to make sure those two are in there because they're the ones that all the studies have come out on saying that it's up to 10.3% more fat burning. Well, if you really want to stick to that claim, then you're going to need to find the products that they did it with. Green tea alone does not work. Caffeine alone does not necessarily work. Works better than green tea alone, but it doesn't work 100% to the 10.3% more fat burning. You need to make sure that you have good fat loss formula. You can get into magic things like, not magic, but just generally more of a, it's not wishy-washy, but loosely scientific formulas. But you can get into some really good ones. Just make sure that all the formulas and all the research you do online always leads you to a product that has both caffeine and green tea in it for the maximum results. And be wary. There are two different types of green tea. There's green tea for fat loss, and there's green tea for health. Oh, wow. So fascinating. I like to make sure that I have two types of green tea along with caffeine for maximum uptake and to make it work. So, you know, where do I find caffeine? Well, it's found naturally in coffee, some chocolate, some tea, cola nuts, guarana, cola products, that is, and many other fat-burning formulas. There's lots of them out there. Why do people use caffeine? Well, caffeine can enhance fat loss through basically using fat, increases the use of fat as a fuel source for the body. Ways that it can enhance endurance, it provides instant energy boost and mental clarity. And it can stimulate the central nervous system, which helps overcome fatigue. What are the health benefits? Well, it's more or less what could happen when you over-induce caffeine. And you can have migraines and headaches, fatigues and weakness, obesity, senility, and depression. Caffeine really is a wonderful product, but when abused, it's not good. In general, North Americans will consume more antioxidants from coffee than they do from blueberries. That's bad, but it basically points out that we just drink way too much coffee. So you don't necessarily need a lot of caffeine to go along with that. Everything you take will spike after caffeine intake. Everything. You're going to basically consuming caffeine before workout may actually help our bodies use fatty acids for fuel, which would not only mean our cells would have more energy to work harder, but they also mean that the fat stores are dipped into for that energy source. In other words, caffeine may make our fat burning workouts even more effective by giving our muscles the extra push, just a little bit harder, a little bit longer, and a little bit more, or another rep every time. Just look at the caffeine blood signal charts that we can show you if you go to empowernutrition.com/caffeinefatloss.com. But you're going to find it. If you search caffeine for fat loss and performance, you will see a nice little caffeine performance chart there for you and a lot more information. Grapefruit is another thing that I like to see because it has naringin. Naringin can help enhance fat loss. So if you have a nutrition program or a personalized nutrition program and you chose grapefruit, you're going to find that you have one or half a grapefruit every couple of days. You can have it every day. Fish oil, as I mentioned, great for fat loss. They manage your insulin. They keep the insulin levels down. They increase the good, healthy fatty acids, increase the brain, mobility, healthy joints, and other inflammation disorders. Absolutely amazing. I got 10 reasons for fruits and veggies on our website, and here they are. This goes along with your carbohydrates. You want more fruits and veggies, but you don't want to eat too many carbs. But fruits and veggies are delicious. They have crunch and juicy. Some are peeled. Some you can grow in your own backyard. Fruits and veggies are nature's tasty treat and easy to grab snack. Some of them come with the wrappers already intact, like apples and bananas. Fresh fruits and veggies, there's hundreds of them to choose. You can try a new one every day. Eating a healthy diet includes fresh fruits and veggies, which can contribute to overall health. Eating plenty of fruits and veggies helps reduce risk of some types of cancer. More fruits and veggies are naturally low in carbohydrates and in calories than others. Fruits and veggies provide fiber that helps you fill up, and it basically keeps your digestive system working, or happy, as I like to say. Fresh, frozen, canned, and dried fruits are basically ready when you are, so they help you with the budget. We do always talk about the budget. You got to watch your budget. Fruits and veggies, they add color, they add texture, they add goodness, they add everything to every meal, as well as the antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. And basically, that's really why I think fruits and veggies should be in your diet as well. I'm going to tell you another thing for fat loss. You're going to want to laugh. Laugh. Enjoy life. Have a great time. Fat loss makes you feel good. It releases hormones, epinephrine, ephedrine, a whole bunch of other things get released in your body. And it's only when you laugh. So go on, laugh it up today. And in case you don't know what to do to make yourself laugh, go to YouTube or go to empowerednutrition.com/laugh-to-lose-fat and feel great. And you're going to love the video on that page. Four awesome little babies who are laughing up a storm. In fact,
Dave's going to make you laugh now, buddy.
Just watching this video alone makes me laugh, makes me feel good. So there goes some of those good hormones. And you know what? It's going to wipe out any fatigue that I feel right now. Man, Robin Williams helped cure people with laughter. And if they're happier and healthier and leaner, that's awesome. So I'm going to stop this laughing baby. You can find them on our website, empowerednutrition.com. Laugh to lose fat and feel great. It's a little blog post we put up there. I love those laughing babies. They make me feel good. All right. What else do we got for you? Well, the supplements again, talking about the supplements for fat loss. You want fat supplements for two reasons. You want to kickstart your fat loss program and move you towards your fat loss goal fast. And number two is to burn down the last few pounds or percentage of body fat to accomplish your goal. Outside of that, you don't really need supplements for fat loss. But some people need a little kick in the butt. I do. I noticed as soon as I put a pill in my mouth, even if it was a sugar pill, but someone told me it was a fat burner, all of a sudden I start magically losing a little more weight than I did when I was just dieting or training alone. Also, during the last stages of dieting for contests, I always have my clients either take supplements for fat loss or possibly increase their supplements for fat loss just a little bit to give that extra boost to get you over the edge. They come in pills, powders, liquids, and otherwise. What do you want to take? Protein powder, multivitamin, mineral formula, and a thermogenic fat burner. That's really all you want to be looking at. Don't get caught up in too much hype, but it's going to be an excellent, excellent formula to follow. Protein powders, multivitamin, and fat loss formula. For example, burner from Empowered Nutrition, of course. Supplements that also can benefit fat loss, creatine, flaxseed oil, fish oils, L-carnitine. That's a great one. I used to really focus on that getting ready for contests. Coffee, buzz. Green tea extract for the heart and health and the caffeine as well. Yohimbine, fantastic. Ladies might not like this much, but it does work wonders. 5-HTP makes you feel good. Synephrine makes you feel good and helps burn fat. HCA. And then ALA, these are HCA, you want a conjugated linoleic acid, that's the CLAs, there's so much more that you want to get into. HCAs are Garcinia Cambogia, it works much like the grapefruit naringin ingredient. There's so much more I want to share with you, but I just can't get into it now and I don't want to bore you. We've now run about 40 minutes just on the general, we're just tipping our toes in the top of the water. I could do this for days and months and years, but these are my main focuses that I want to share with you. So what do we take away from this? We're not going to get into the exercise for fat loss. There's lots of professionals out there, friends that I would definitely encourage you to check out. How about Metabolic Surge Program? Oh, check that one out and add it to your nutrition program from Empowered Nutrition. Or, TT Kettlebell Workout. That's turbulence training. So ttkettlebellworkout.com is a great one to check out for kettlebell training. Fantastic. Or here's one that's just body weight training alone, and it's called Body Weight Blueprint for Fat Loss Program. That's a big one. Bodyweightblueprintforfatloss.com. Check that out. You're going to love what's going on over there. These guys are amazing. So although I'd love to tell you all about them and share them all with you and tell you what I would recommend right away for training with weights and without weights, high reps, low reps, and in between, heavy weights, light weights, and everything else, I'm just going to tell you to check out those that are already doing it and doing a great job. But let's take away right now, eating for fat loss. Well, we have a food, general food overview, our top 10 foods for fat loss. We got our proteins, our carbs, and fat talk, and the ratios. What do we do for ratios? Well, right now I want you to drink more water. As soon as you wake up, drink water. Before bed, drink water. All day in between, drink water. And for big guys out there training hard, up to 2 gallons of water per day. That's amazing. Every time you have coffee, you want to have 2 cups of water to chase that or lead it, because that's exactly how much it dehydrates the body. Twice as much in terms of water dehydration versus consumption of caffeine. Ouch, it's tough just to stay level. All right, what else do we got going? Well, we've got all sorts of great things going, but the ratios are important. Reduce your carbohydrates a little bit. Restrict your calories just a little bit. No more than 500 calories do you want to restrict your calories at any given time. But by restricting carbs a little bit and restricting calories a little bit, you're going to have a huge impact on your diet. Increase your proteins, releases more fat-burning sensations. You want to increase your fats to better manage your insulin levels and any carbohydrates you do take in to keep the blood sugar level and lower when you're consuming carbs. And the other thing I want you to do is to basically overall restrict those calories just a little bit, not a lot. And we're going to better impact the insulin and carbohydrates. We're going to impact the glucagons through the proteins. And we're going to impact the both the insulin and glucagon release through a moderate fat usage or consumption. So those are some pretty cool things for fat burners. We want to make sure we have caffeine. We want to have green tea. We want to have green tea for the heart as well as for the caffeine content. And there's a lot more other things that you want in there. But those are the number ones. Caffeine increases fat loss. Caffeine in green tea increases fat loss 10.3% more. So even if that's just the edge you need, then that's the one you take. Outside of that, everything seems to be sprinkled into the ingredient decks. Now, I've eaten up a lot of your time. We're coming up to 45 minutes. I just want to encourage you to visit the blog, visit it often, search for all your needs. We're putting up a whole bunch of stuff that you don't see yet and you won't see unless you search for it. So come on over and check out our supplement review pages. All you got to do is go over there and type in a supplement and it'll probably pop up for you and show you exactly which page to read about. Type meal plans, type free gifts, share this with all your friends. Get this audio out there to those that can benefit from it. So for Empowered Nutrition, from our Super Audio series, this one's Fat Loss. I look forward to seeing your fast fat loss success and your transformation success stories. Please send them over. I look forward to helping you out. And if you'd like a personal critique from me on your physique and what I give you your general recommendations of what you can do, you can email me at patrick@empoweredNutrition.com. And I'll give you a quick critique and a quick recommendation of what you can do. But I need your pictures. And I need your stats and what your goals are. And I'll send back to you a quick email and possibly even hack up your picture a little bit, sending it back to you, telling you what I want you to work on to give you the most impact with the minimum amount of effort. But you will have to put in that big word, the big E, effort. So from PowerNutrition.com, I'm Patrick McGuire, looking forward to seeing your transformation success story. Have yourself a fantastic day. And that concludes our fat loss audio.